Norma. Morning to you, Norma.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So why did you contact the Nolan Show?
Well, I'll tell you why I contacted. I know this might seem, with everything that's happened, this might seem a bit trivial, but I've always been one to say that seems to be, Belfast seems to be going, I think, sometimes very low down, because there's an awful lot of litter about the streets. And on Sunday afternoon, I came through the Europa bus station and into Great Victoria Street, and the litter in the streets was really, really wild.
Was it on Sunday?
Oh, it was terrible. Now, the thing is this, I am not blaming the council in a way, but a lot of the bins and all were overflowing and everything else, and it came out at the other end of the bus station to the near cafe, and all a lot of rubbish and all was there. And I don't know, I think people are very, very careless, and I think that the cafes and they take out the cafes and all these places need to take a wee bit more responsibility. You very seldom see them brushing around their place and tidying up. And I often wonder, I walked up and I said to myself, what on earth are the visitors thinking? You know, and they're coming in, they're coming in on the bus, and all these coaches and the trains and everything else, and they're saying a lot of litter about. And
never mind the rubbish. Necessary. What are the visitor? Never mind the rubbish. What do the visitors think when they come into Northern Ireland? And I don't know. Imagine a visitor coming to Northern Ireland during July, and they see all the hullabaloo over the bonfires, and then they see the what? You've no government? What? And
yes,
then
they
move on to, for goodness sake, imagine, they must think they're living on planet, they've visited planet Zorg.
Yes, but I think people themselves, no, I know that, and I don't agree with that either myself, but I think too that people are very lackadaisical too. Sometimes, we're all, especially ones out on Saturday night, they just come out, throw their rubbish in the street. I don't think they need half the stuff they eat at all, because half times it's half eaten and thrown in the street.
Do you know how much it costs Belfast City Council, what the budget is for cleaning the whole city, for cleaning Belfast? Do you know how much? Guess how much the budget is.
I haven't a clue.
Guess.
Lots and lots of money. I don't know what.
Nine million. Mm. We're spending 9 million quid every year cleaning Belfast.
Well, now, the thing is this. Do we not think if people were a wee bit more responsible, that wouldn't be quite as bad? I think everybody needs to be responsible themselves. And a lot of these cafes and carry outs and everything else are responsible for all that there, because that's their product.
Well, do you know what? That's one way of looking at it, of course. The other way of looking at it, it's the dirt birds who drop the litter in the first place.
Mm-hmm. But, no, I noticed the...
Belfast City Council have told us in a statement, by the way.
I noticed the bins and all in the station were overflowing.
Were they?
Yes, they were overflowing.
Well, I don't know how, but...
And there was no... The bins were definitely overflown.
Well, I do not know how, because Belfast City Council, I see in their statement here, that they tell us that they've got an intense street cleaning regime in Belfast City Centre. They say that they clean all the streets twice daily. They say that these locations mentioned, where is this? Europa? Is that where you're talking about?
Europa bus station.
Well, they say that's...
And then Europa bus station.
Well, they say that's cleaned three times a day, morning, mm-hmm. afternoon and night.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. But this was a Sunday morning, Saturday night type of thing, you know. And this was at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Is Belfast clean compared to other European cities? I'm just kind of thinking about this. Well, it's not that bad, is it?
Well,
is it?
I think it's the people themselves too.
Yeah, dirt birds.
And I think the cafes could be a bit more responsible. Mm-hmm. I do really. So that's all I've got to say this morning. Okay.
Norma, do you listen to the show often? That's the first time.
I do, yes.
And is this the first time you've phoned in?
No.
What have you talked to me about before?
What have I talked about before? Well, I'll tell you what I've talked about before. I used to live in the Holy Land, and that's what I've talked about before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for goodness sake, yeah.
Yes.
Talk about that year in, year out. Lovely to talk to you, Norma.
Okay,
thank you.
Right.